Thanks for joining me for this episode of Uncovering the Bay and Basin. The Tomorong Village Hall is celebrating its 100th year this year in 2026. More on the hall later, but first, let's take a look at the history of Tomorong. Tomorong is located approximately 20 kilometres south of Nara and 180 kilometres from Sydney, nestled between the Princes Highway and Jervis Bay. The village's name is derived from the Wandian Aboriginal word meaning tall timbers and reflects the area's natural heritage. The first recorded European exploration occurred in 1801 when Lieutenant James Grant ventured inland from Jervis Bay. The first land sale in Tomorong took place in April 1855, marking the beginning of its development as a community. Early settlers primarily engaged in farming and timber extraction, with the timber industry becoming a significant economic driver by the late 19th century. The establishment of the Travellers Rest Hotel in 1857 by John Parnell at the junction of the main South Coast Road, now Hawken Road, and the South Huskisson Road, now Pine Forest Road. The hotel catered to travellers along the main South Coast Road, further solidifying Tomorong's role as a local hub. The hotel continued until 1911, when a move to reduce the number of hotel licences in the state resulted in the closure of the hotel on the 3rd of June that year. At about 1932, the building was removed and a house was erected on the site. By 1862, Tomorong had evolved to include essential services such as a school, post office, and general store. The community spirit and perseverance of its pioneers played a crucial role in the village's growth. A church was constructed in 1877, and horse racing became a popular local event in the late 19th century, with races held annually on Boxing Day. During World War I, Tomorong's small population contributed significantly to the war effort, with 28 men enlisting in the 1st Australian Imperial Force. This aspect of Tomorong's history highlights the village's community spirit and resilience during challenging times. A School of Arts was first suggested for Tomorong in 1876, but it took 50 years before the idea finally became a reality. During the intervening period, community groups such as the Literary and Debating Society made use of the Church Hall, the original church building. The current Tomorong School of Arts Hall was constructed by James Muller and voluntary labour at a cost of approximately £300. The official opening of the building occurred on the 15th of October 1926, and a concert was held to mark the occasion, at which distinguished guests included federal, state and local government representatives. The supper room or kitchen was added in the late 1930s, and the cloakrooms at the front of the hall were opened in 1946. The fortnightly dances were a popular form of entertainment in the early years, but were eclipsed by the village's own concert party, which was active in the early 1950s and travelled to perform at places like Braidwood, Milton and Nerriga. The hall has seen service as a doctor's surgery, a military post for 2 years during World War II, a temporary school, a library and movie theatre, as well as the meeting rooms and entertainment hall for the community and its institutions. In more recent times, it's been used for preschool and playgroup, as well as aerobics, taekwondo, yoga and belly dancing classes, and is a popular venue for rock, blues and jazz nights, as well as other musical offerings, reflecting its original purpose as a school of arts. Now in its 100th year, it remains one of the only two halls in the Shoalhaven that is still owned and operated by the residents. Although many improvements have been made over the years, the building retains its own unique character and provides a link with Tomorong's sawmilling heritage. So next time you're driving through Tomorong and past the hall, remember, this village carries a rich and long-standing history. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Uncovering the Bay and Basin. For more episodes, see the Uncovering the Bay and Basin podcast page on our website, 927fm.com.au. This program is researched, written and produced by Wendy Hamlin in the studios of 927 Bay and Basin FM. I'm Stephen Brown.